Good morning. Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm your host, Jazzy, and in the studio with me today, I have Dr. Beverly Mitchell Brooks. She is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Dallas. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having us today.
No problem. I want to talk to you about quite a few things, but you have a huge event coming up. It's the 2013 Urban League of Greater Dallas Gala, and it's happening August 24th at the Hilton Anatole Hotel. That's 2201 Stemmons Freeway in Dallas. And of course, we like to invite everybody out. So I want to talk to you about the gala and why did you decide to put it on and what is the theme for the gala?
Well, we've had the gala for a number of years. I've been with the Urban League for 23 and we've had the gala. It serves as one of our major fundraisers. And as you know, being a nonprofit and providing all of our services free, we still have to have the resources in order to turn the lights on, keep the doors open, make sure that people have a place to come. So the gala allows us to raise that money for all of our programs that are offered free. This year, we put a twist to it.
Okay.
It is called Black Tie and High Tops. Now, you normally can't connect the two with a optional formal gala, but the whole theme behind it is so many people in our community can afford to come to the gala and wear their black tie, their long dresses. The tennis shoes must keep us grounded.
Oh.
That there are so many people in our community that don't have anything but a pair of tennis shoes. And so by putting these two together, we have you focus as you dance and enjoy everything, that this focus will be on those with tennis shoes. But we are asking everybody, wear your high tops. I even have my high tops. Whatever color you want, wear them to match your gown. Guys, put on your black high tops.
Really?
And ladies, put on your high tops under your beautiful gowns at night. So it's a fun affair.
Yes, it seems like it's going to be a wonderful affair. The ladies, I'm sure they're going to come out with some bedazzled tennis shoes on.
Absolutely. We want them to do that.
Mm-hmm. If someone decides to come out to the gala, what type of entertainment will they see?
We have the Emotions that will be our lead group. And, of course, we're going to honor a company and a person from the community. Barbara Steele
will
be one of our honorees, along with Wells Fargo. So it's a celebration, but it really is a celebration for a cause in our community.
Mm-hmm. The honorees that are selected, Ms. Barbara Steele and Wells Fargo, how were they selected to be honored?
One of the awards is called the Whitney. And the Whitney Award is given to a person who has really supported the Urban League, its mission, and its activities for an extended period of time. Barbara Steele has worked with us for years.
Okay.
Raising money, rallying the community, volunteering, bringing people in. So she really exemplifies Whitney. The other award is given to a company.
Okay.
It is called the Buddy Minyards Award. And Buddy Minyards and the Urban League go back long before I was the CEO. And the Minyards family has always been a friend of the Urban League. As a matter of fact, Liz Minyard and the family donated the building that we are now in. We renovated it, expanded it, and that became our first permanent headquarters. So the Minyards Award is given to a company in that same vein, and this year it is Wells Fargo.
Earlier you stated you've been president for 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit of background about yourself.
My real background doesn't fit what I'm doing now. I am, by education and by practice, the first part of my life, I am a scientist.
Really?
And so my whole training was in biochemistry, molecular biology research. And it just so happened I was with the city years ago doing the lead study that shut down the lead smelter in West Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the biochemist in that area. And Richard Knight was selected as city manager, came through with his reorganization, and I think what happened, they ran out of people, and so he came to me and said, we need a warm body to go over to the Martin Luther King Center and just stay there for a couple of weeks. That turned into 2 years, and my career changed right then. So it's, you know, I always say that you are placed where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never looked back.
For those of you who aren't in the studio with me, I'm looking at a very astute, pretty lady. And it was very inspiring, especially me being an African-American woman myself. It just shows what you can do if you just focus.
Absolutely. And how you can transfer skills. When I questioned if I could do the job, I got good advice. And he always said, leadership and management is 20% academia and 80% gut feeling. And it's your instinct. Mm-hmm. So the skills of being a scientist, you analyze a challenge, you go back, do research, do the background work on it, and then you come up with a solution. What else is it that the Urban League and the nonprofits do? They see a challenge in the community. They do background search and information on what has worked, what has not worked. And then you craft a solution based on the input from the people that you want to serve. So sort of transferring some of whatever you learned in whatever arena you've been in.
I'm speaking with a bad lady right now. If you just now tuning in, I'm speaking with Dr. Beverly Mitchell-Brooks. She is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Dallas. For those who have never heard of the Urban League of Greater Dallas, tell me, what is their purpose?
Okay, as you know, we are 103 years old nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is 47 years old as an affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And we were brought on board during the turbulent 60s.
Okay.
And not only to advocate for the rights of citizens, but also to provide the resources and the opportunities so that citizens could move towards self-reliance. And whatever that self-reliance was, whether it was employment, education, housing, health, technology, all of those things are stepping stones for a person to really become who they want to be. And that's exactly what the Urban League does. We give them those opportunities. We give them those second chances. And the running theme for over 103 years has been not alms, but opportunities.
Oh.
Now, if you're not sitting there with gray hair like I am and really know an old-time word, it simply means no handouts, just opportunity. And that's what the Urban League is about.
You have a program, it's called the Sustaining Campaign. How will that help the community, and can you explain the campaign itself?
Okay, we're trying something new this year.
Okay.
It's called UL 260, and that's the challenge to the community and to all of us to raise $260,000 in 60 days.
Ooh.
And how are we doing this? We've got Constant Contact, where you push the button. And in about 3 weeks, we will do a text to give.
Okay.
You will be texting to UL 260. And that's where your $5, your $10, everybody participates. And so why do we do this? It's so that our programs, our computer training, software training, our GED program, our housing that provides rent and utility payments, our veterans program that reaches out and provides the housing and the food vouchers. So all of this remains free.
So all of these programs that you offer,
they
are free.
Free.
You know we love free, right?
I
want to stress the point that it's free.
That's it.
So a lot of people just don't know that opportunity is there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we want you to take advantage of it. We look at so many of our veterans who are returning, some who are on the brink of being homeless. Well, the expanded program allows us to find apartments for the vets, to try and furnish, to get them ready for a job. Our employment service goes through the training, whether you're an ex-offender, a veteran, a professional. We simply want to try and move people. We can't do it all, and sometimes there are those that we can't help.
Right.
But we put the best foot forward, and we have some of the best team members that are really concerned about people.
You mentioned the Veterans Assistance Program. How can someone qualify for it?
You simply have to be a veteran.
That's it? It Absolutely. Doesn't matter about your economic status, if you have family?
And most of the veterans who are in this program are on the brink of either losing their home or they're unemployed. And that becomes the priority for us, mm-hmm. to stabilize those veterans that are right on the edge.
Okay.
And we have so many of them. They gave us the stats. We have about 33% that are actually homeless.
Really?
We have about 61% that are on the edge.
Of almost being homeless.
Absolutely. And 84% are staying in emergency shelters.
And these people fought for our country and our freedom.
They fought for our country, and this is unacceptable.
Yes.
And so our challenge is to stabilize mm-hmm. those who are in that category.
Mm-hmm. So you help them find jobs or provide housing for them? Because
Absolutely.
It's one thing to provide housing, and then it's another thing for them to have a job and sustain their own housing.
And that's our goal. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a vet or a non-vet mm-hmm. or a professional that just got laid off, our goal is to stabilize you first, put the roof over your head first.
Mm-hmm.
But while you are there in our case management, we are providing you the skills and matching you with employers mm-hmm. so that you have a job. And we hope that as you do that, you reach back and help us,
help
somebody else.
Exactly. I'm speaking with Dr. Beverly Mitchell Brooks. She is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Dallas. They have a huge event coming up. It is the 2013 Urban League of Greater Dallas Gala, and it is a black tie in
high tops.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Ladies, listen to me. You can wear your sneakers to this event. It's
Absolutely.
Formal, but she said you get a pass if you want to wear your Air Force Ones or your high tops.
It just doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Wear them. I'll have mine on.
Exactly. And men, you must have that black tie on. And this is going to be a wonderful event. They have entertainment by the Emotions. And how can somebody sign up for the gala?
They simply call the Urban League.
Mm-hmm.
And 214-915-4632.
So if you want to sign up, you can call 214-915-4632
mm-hmm.
if you like to sign up for the gala. You still have some open seats and tables?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I
we'll make
wait.
Room for you.
Yes, yeah, so please hurry up and do so, because we'll be there. Radio One will be there. And as you see, there's so many programs that the Urban League of Greater Dallas does to help the community of Dallas-Fort Worth. And so it's really good to help this program. They also have the sustaining campaign, so if you want to help that way, you can text UL260.
Yes, we're gearing up now, so it's going to take us about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then we'll make the big announcement, and you are our partner.
Yes.
And we will get everybody texting that UL260
okay.
with $5, $10.
Mm-hmm.
I think the max is $10.
Mm-hmm.
But that gets everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through some tough times mm-hmm. because a lot of the people that used to attend our formals or support us, they've lost their jobs.
Oh.
And now they're coming to the Urban League for service.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are really struggling in order to make sure that we can continue to do these things free.
I want to touch on a couple more different programs that you have to help. We've already talked about the Veteran Assistance Program, and if you want to reach out to the Urban League regarding that, you can call 214-372-0426. Again, that number is 214-372-0426 if you'd like to find out some information regarding the Veteran Assistance Program. But I understand you have a free technology training, education divisions. I mean, it's so many different programs. So if you don't mind, we'll talk about more of the many programs that the Urban League of Greater Dallas offers absolutely free up next on the Community Calendar.